The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Hi, I'm Raven, Nashville correspondent for The Music Room. This evening, I'm here with Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter Natasha Borzilova. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start off with the title track from your latest solo album, Wilder Days. Wilder Days is your fourth solo album. Tell us the story for this album and what inspired you.
I started working on it a couple of years ago, and it all came together, you know, without us really going into it thinking we're going to make another record. Until this album, I always worked in the studio with studio musicians. I played guitar, and they played the rest of it. And I usually came into the project with a written set of songs, and we would just go in the studio and work on it. There's one, a few days in a row, we just record. This one started with one song that I wrote, and I wanted to make a demo for it. So me and my then husband, John Caldwell, who co-produced the album with me and recorded it, we used to have a studio in our house. And so just a little, and when I say studio, I'm really make it sound better than it actually is. It's in the bedroom. We had a laptop computer, and that's what we used to do this, to make this album. But we just decided that we were going to record this one song just to make it a demo for maybe recording it later in the studio. And as we were working on it, you know, I played guitars, and then I heard a mandolin in it. So we borrowed a mandolin and I played that. I heard a banjo in it. We borrowed a banjo and I put that down. And we just kept building and building track after track. And we were listening to it going, wow, this sounds like a record. So we just ended up recording it as if we were making an album, and then decided, why don't we just make an album? So I would write a song, we would go back to recording it, and then I would write another song, and we just worked that way over a period of about a year, and the result is this album, Wilder Days.
You formed the band Bering Strait in Russia. Can you tell us about that?
When I was 10 years old, my parents decided that I should make music because I tried everything else and failed at everything. So they enrolled me into music school, and I was going to be a classical guitarist. And so I did not actually form Bering Strait. And by the way, at that time it was called Cheerful Diligence. Quite a name, isn't it?
Yes.
Cheerful. Well, it wasn't supposed to be diligence as in working hard. It was like a stagecoach. You know, that's another word for it. We just didn't know that there were two meanings. So the teacher who was our classical guitar teacher formed a band of bluegrass music using his students. So he had a banjo. I don't know how he got it, but everything American was very popular in Soviet Union in 1988 when this was happening. And so he had a banjo. He gave it to one of the students, and then, you know, we had upright bass and mandolin, and I played acoustic guitar. So I played bluegrass guitar along with my classical guitar training. And so we started playing together. At that time, there was a very vibrant bluegrass scene in Soviet Union, a lot of festivals, just like you have here. And we were everybody's favorite because we were so little, but we could play. So we started appearing on TV, radio. People would actually recognize us on the street. That was like one of the few times in my life where I was actually legitimately famous.
How fun is that?
It was fun. And then we started traveling outside of Russia. And in time, we started coming down to the United States and playing bluegrass festivals here. And then we kind of crossed over into country music and got a contract in Nashville and were on the major label for a while, had two albums, had a Grammy nomination, a movie made about us called Ballad of Bering Strait. And, you know, and then we stayed here after the band broke up. We were together for 18 years.
That's quite a while.
It is a long time.
A big part of your life.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. So now we know how you ended up in Nashville.
Yes, it all begins with the song. We are all here because of music.
Well, we know what brought you to Nashville, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. and I had wondered about your bluegrass. And so that came initially from your teacher in
Russia.
That's
right. That's right. And we would have from the other players that were, you know, from the other people who were in bands in Soviet Union at the time, everybody would share recordings that, you know, maybe friends brought from the United States. And so what we would do is we would slow down records by Earl Scruggs and such, and just note by note with our classical education, we just write down every note very slowly, and then we'd learn how to play it. So, you know, everybody in the band could play the solos that these people improvised. We just memorized them all. And so that was our process of learning how to play. And then just tons and tons and tons of practice. That's what we did. We just practiced a whole lot.
That's amazing.
It was an interesting way to grow up.
Let's listen to another cut off the album Wilder Days, titled Never Going Home.
There once were times of holding tight and times of letting go. And we both know there's no way back for us. We're never going home. So stick to superficial talk. Reinforce the boundaries. You taught me you can love someone not knowing them at all. That's fine by me, just pour another. Call me late at night when you're all alone. We both know there's no way back. But I imagine we're alike. Flavors of our past the same. Same loss and unfulfilled desires raging just behind that cool and guarded frame. All the times of holding tight and time.
Become a friend of your voice and pen.
Do you
draw from life's experiences to create these meaningful stories to tell? Because you also seem like a storyteller as well when we listen to your music.
Thank you so much. I do draw from life experiences of myself and my friends. And this particular song that you just played, I wrote about my brother and my relationship with him. And Never Going Home, that line refers to the fact that my brother is 10 years older than me. And when I was a child, we had a relationship until I was six. He lived in the house with us, and then he moved out to go to college. And so we had this relationship when I was a child that was very deep for me, because he was my older brother and he would go and pick me up from kindergarten and we'd talk, and I always followed him around everywhere. I'm sure I got on his nerves because he was, you know, trying to date and I was always in the way. But then he moved out and we completely lost touch, because at that time, if you lived in a different city, it was really hard to communicate. I remember we had to, we had to wait for a long period of time between calls because it was expensive. And so we did not resume having any kind of relationship until I was in my teens and I started coming to Moscow where he lived to play in clubs. And now we have this interesting relationship of two adults that kind of, there's a little bit of a barrier between us, partially because I am in the United States and he's still in Moscow, and partially because we just kind of choose to talk about things like politics and shows that are on TV and, oh, did you hear that news, you know, those, that news. And it's just, it's almost like it's safer that way. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of people can relate to that. When you have siblings that are much older than you, there's almost this age barrier that you just can't cross. And so I think the fact that we didn't live in the same house and we can't go home to that relationship that we had when I was a child, at least for me, you know, that's kind of what the song was about.
That speaks loudly to, I think, a lot of people, including myself. Mm. I have a difference of 16 years, 17 years between my older children and my youngest.
Oh, wow.
So I can relate.
So you can understand, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. You play a variety of musical instruments. This speaks to me that you are truly gifted. Is this something you're born with?
Well, I was definitely born with musical ability, because you have to have a good ear in order to play and sing. And my mother told me that I was singing from a very, very young age. She said that I started harmonizing with her, singing lullabies to me when I was about a month and a half. So, but then, and then I always sang. I sang in choir, I sang in musicals when I was in elementary school, and then I started playing guitar, and I just kind of, you know, that was it. I never did anything else other than play and sing. But up until last year, I only played classical guitar, bluegrass guitar, you know, some kind of picking to provide backing for my singing, and I didn't really have to play anything else. But when we started working on Wilder Days, because I wanted to do it all myself, we decided that we're just going to do it all ourselves. I ended up playing banjo, mandolin, dulcitar, which is a very interesting instrument with two separate necks, and you can play two different sets of strings on that instrument. And I played keyboards, I played some percussion instruments that I haven't explored before. I played electric guitar, which I don't normally play. And it was all facilitated by having a really good sound engineer, really good production partner, John Caldwell. And we worked on a couple of albums before. He recorded a couple of albums before. On this one, we were kind of doing it together. And it was really nice to have somebody to bounce ideas off of. And he's also really good at building tracks from scratch. So he can play various percussion instruments or make, you know, beats on the computer to make them sound like they're played in the studio, stomping and stuff like that. So it was really interesting to be able to kind of pick up an instrument, try to learn how to play it, and basically anything that has strings, I can kind of figure out how to play. And, you know, dulcitar, I don't know what the tuning is on that. I just kind of put my fingers on it. I was like, oh, this sounds good. So that's kind of how it all went.
On your website, which is
NatashaBorzolova.com,
you have videos there where talk about this.
I'm very excited about that video. I actually got to direct a video for Wilder Days, the title track for the album. Everybody has to go see it just for that. And the idea that I had for the video was that since I played 5 or 6 different instruments on that song, I wanted to represent at least some of them in the video. And so I came up with this idea of having 4 split screens going at the same time. And in each frame, I'm playing a different instrument, wearing a different outfit. And bass player from Bering Strait, Sergei Olhovsky, came out and he played on the album some, because I finally realized that bass was just too much for me to play. So he played bass on this track. And what we did was have him walk from frame to frame. So it appears that he's in, you know, he's kind of like the tying element for the 4 performances that are going continually. But because we had a very low budget for it, we didn't have any special effects, we had to precisely time him walking out of one frame and walking into the other. So I actually had little panels drawn, and he knew exactly what line he's supposed to be stepping into the frame and going out of the frame. And in one of the takes, we had to have him go out from one side of the stage, crawl on the floor in front of the stage so he's out of the camera's view and walk in on the other side. And it was a tough one to work with because I kept laughing. I couldn't stop laughing because I could see him crawling out of my, you know, at the corner of my eye. So just to see that and the end product and how nicely it all came together, thanks to the people that worked with me on this project, it's worth going to the website and checking it out, natashaborzilova.com. And if you go, you will see that video right there on the front page.
Any projects in the works? I know we're coming to the end of the year with the holidays and all.
I just got done touring for the year. I usually don't go on the road in the wintertime because I don't like driving in the snow. And I usually drive to where I play. I mostly these days play house concerts, and I kind of do it throughout the entire year. If you're not familiar with the concept of a house concert, it's basically a concert in somebody's house that people are invited to. And it's lovely, and a lot of times it is just like a regular venue, because people who really love music and enjoy putting on these shows, they sometimes invest quite a lot of money into making their house look like a concert venue. And then sometimes it's just in somebody's living room. So I really enjoy doing these, and I've been doing this for about 5 years. Primarily just doing the house concerts. You can find the schedule for the next year, again, on my website, natashaborzilova.com, under tour. We started booking some shows for next year. And I am currently writing songs for my album number 5, but I'm not deep enough into it to kind of justify actually going into the studio and working. I'm also looking into possibly working with the members of Bering Strait. Here, I put it out there into the world, because the bass player, Sergei, and the drummer, Alexander Arzamasov, have been calling me and calling me and calling me since July of this year, trying to get me to do something together. And so we're finally getting together here, and you know, within a couple of weeks, and we're gonna try to figure out if we can maybe, you know, do a little project together and go out and play together. Yet to be named.
Well, I really look forward to that, because it was a winning band.
It was a great band. I mean, it's never going to be the same thing, because everybody's kind of dispersed and everybody's out there doing their own things. And some members of Bering Strait are doing so well, you know, with what they are occupied with right now. Like the dobro player Sasha Ostrovsky, yeah, he tours with Darius Rucker. So he's on the road playing giant auditor, you know, just giant stages, and doing the Tonight Show. And, you know, he's constantly posting pictures on Facebook of himself in some fun place. And I'm like, I want to be in fill in the blank, you know. So some people are quite set in what they're doing. So they're not going to come to, you know, to our little garage and play with us. But, you know, we had fun playing together, because they came out and did a show with me when I released Wilder Days back in the spring, and they just came out, and Sergei played bass and Alexander played cajon, the stomp box, and we had so much fun doing it, and it was great because we almost didn't rehearse. We got together one time and then we just sat down and we're like, wow, we're not so bad. So I think I think that's kind of how it all started, this idea.
Great.
So we'll see what comes out of it. I don't promise anything, but we'll see.
It sounds very encouraging.
It sounds exciting to me. I kind of miss playing. It's been almost 10 years since Bering Strait broke up, and I miss being on stage with people, because usually it's just me and my guitar, and musically I'm self-sufficient with my guitar, but sometimes it is nice to have a little banter with somebody and to have that energy flowing on stage. I miss that.
Yes, it gives a lot of inspiration, excitement. I can imagine how that would
be. Yes, I love performing with the band. That was my favorite part of being in the band, is being on stage and sharing that experience with 6 other people.
Yes, absolutely. And the audience can feel that.
Yes, and we also were very loud, so the audience really got into it.
Wonderful. That's the part of the energy.
Yes, it is.
Well, we'll look forward to that, and you'll keep us updated on your website.
Definitely. Keep everybody updated. I'm also on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, but I don't do Twitter really well, so I'm there as just like a shadow of a presence. But on Facebook, I'm quite active, so you can find me on Facebook, Natasha Borzilova. You can find me on my website. If you fail to spell the last name, you can always Google Bering Strait, just like the geographical Bering Strait, and I will pop up on your screen as the lead singer of Bering Strait, and then from there you can find me.
Perfect. Great. Well, let's play, seeing we have just a couple more minutes in here. Let's play one more song. What song would you like to play off of Wilder Days or another CD of yours?
Why don't we play, hopefully you will have time for that, Pictured It. Pictured It was the track that started the whole process. That was the song that I recorded first in my bedroom. And that kind of, again, something that I did for the first time in my life, just doing it all by myself. And it just gave me courage to proceed.
We've been visiting with Natasha Borzilova, folk pop singer-songwriter, here in the Music Room. This is Raven wrapping up. Thank you, Natasha, for joining us. This was fun.
Thank you for having me.
Grip at last, and the open road tugs on the void inside. But I'm paralyzed behind the wheel. There's need to fly, there's no will. I just never thought it would be this. Somehow I always pictured. There's no way.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.